Three. And welcome back to Rosie on the House. We have been through a bevy of calls today. Let's see if we can get through the last two here. I know I've got, I don't know, Jennifer, what have you got set up for me? About five or six I have to call right after the show?
It's been a hopping day.
So let's get to Ken in Scottsdale calling Rosie on the House, see if we can help him out. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well.
So I have about almost an 18-year-old house. Front door is a solid wood door, about 95 by 36. And a deadbolt has been starting to fail on me, so we replaced it with a new fancy a Bluetooth lock, all that good stuff.
Okay.
I think I've become to realize that the because of some settling in the house, things aren't lining up quite right. And we're talking paper-thin difference here from the door jamb to the door. But how do you adjust that? How do you adjust that?
Well, chances are, Ken, we're talking the front door. So you mentioned it sounded like an 8-foot tall door, 3-foot wide, a lot of weight. What I want you to do is I want you to open the door and go to the top hinge. I want you to remove the top screw in the top half of the hinge that is attached to the jamb. And that's probably going to be a 7/8-inch number 8 wood screw. I want you to take a 3/16 drill bit and see if you can drill 2 inches into that. If you can, then I want you to take a 2.5-inch number 8 or number 10 wood screw and sink it into that hole. Chances are it will pull that the weight of that door right back up. Now you're not supporting the weight of the door simply by that 7/8-inch screw into the jamb. You're supporting the weight of that door with a 2.5-inch screw that's going all the way back into the bones, the skeleton of the house. It's anchored into what we call the cripple stud, the rough buck, and it's going to hold there. What you have to be careful is don't over-tighten that screw because you could possibly twist the head off and then you're like messed up. So
because now you got a nice steel screw you can't get out.
Yeah, that's right.
To get it out, you got to drill it out. Now you've created this monster problem.
Monster hole now. So what you're going to want to do is make sure it's pre-drilled. And if you've got the DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, set the torque on about 3.5 or 4. Don't lock it and don't put it in the number 5 position because that 18-volt cordless DeWalt will twist the head right off of that screw. So there. I'm sure if we do that, it'll take care of it. Let's go to Greg real quick. Wants to talk about concrete versus pavers. Good morning, Greg. How can we help you, my friend?
Thank you, Rosie. I am contemplating a project where doing water harvesting off the roof.
Great.
So I'm going to have a couple of big tanks, maybe two, close to 1,000 gallons or so, side by side.
Cool.
And just sort of inside the, in the backyard, just inside the fence. And I'm also in the same area putting in pavers as a landing for the garbage cans and firewood, et cetera. And I'm wondering, is Sandset pavers, with a concrete perimeter done right, et cetera, sufficient to hold that kind of weight? Or do under these barrels, do I need something more substantial?
No, it will hold, Greg. I'm a big believer in pavers, but you've got to install it exactly per Belgard's manufactured recommendations. It actually takes an over-excavation of about 6 inches. You're going to put in about 2 inches of ABC. Then you're going to put in 1/2 inch of sand, 3/4 inch of sand, and then the pavers. What happens is people use too much sand, and they don't use that ABC layer. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to give you the sales manager for Belgard, whose name is Nathan Angel. We've had him here on the show many, many times, but I'm going to give you his private cell phone number, and he'll be able to tell you exactly specifically what the holding and bearing capacity of the pavers are. I know this, they're used on the runways at Dallas Airport, so they can hold a lot. Dallas Intercontinental.
They put pavers for airplanes to land on?
For all the taxiways, they're all pavers.
Oh, interesting. So, yeah, I thought that might be a little rough landing.
That'll carry a lot of weight. A lot of weight.
They taxi on pavers?
Yeah, we hardly put concrete down outside of a home anymore. If we can possibly avoid it at all, we do it with Belgard pavers. That's the brand of choice. And they actually have a special event coming up that we're going to be promoting quite a bit of. They're going to have a spring cleaning sale at their Superlight store on 43rd Avenue.
So is that for just pavers or all masonry materials they have?
All their masonry
nice.
Products. So we're going to be promoting the heck out of that when I think that's coming up May 7th. Yeah. So watch for it the next couple of weeks. We'll be talking about it quite a bit. Well, that was a rock'em sock'em show today. We covered a lot of ground from Jim Paxson starting at 7 o'clock this morning, joining us from Arizona Game and Fish, talking about everything outdoors in Arizona, from the grassland restoration down in Cochise County, watching the benefits that's bringing to the antelope herd down there, as well as the borderland grass initiative. Absolutely fantastic. John Eisenhower, our tree arborist, and then Tony from Temperature control, and then flipped houses. Woo! We covered it today, y'all. Thanks for staying tuned. And you know what? Don't get scared, because we'll be back next Saturday morning.